Time now for our video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor, is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Good video, as always.
Yeah, this one is about something that I encounter every day, and I think of it as little more than a beverage cooler or maybe a nuisance on my commute to work. I'm talking about ice. But it turns out that ice was way more interesting than I knew before doing this video.
You got up close and personal with a bunch of ice, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I did. So we went to Shintaro Okamoto's ice sculpting studio in Queens. And so he is an ice expert for sure. And we also spoke with an ice researcher, the head of Dartmouth's ice research lab. I didn't even know there was such a thing as an ice research lab. But this guy, Erlen Schulzen, actually founded it.
Mm-hmm.
And learned about ice's slippery properties. I mean that figuratively, too.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Flora Lichtman, who's discovering that ice is an amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing
substance.
I heard from both of these ice experts, who are experts in these sort of different ways, right? One's an artist
right.
and the other's a scientist. But they both said the same thing, that ice is full of these mysterious contradictions. For instance, ice can be cloudy or it can be crystal clear. Ice can be as soft as a snowflake or as hard as concrete.
Wow. And you went to his their studio where they have these chainsaws buzzing
well,
and cutting up the ice, making ice sculptures, right?
When you're dealing with something as hard as concrete, you have to bring on some serious power tools. And so they said that actually 60 to 70% of the sculpting work is done with chainsaw. It's sort of brute work, says Shintaro Okamoto.
The process is quite kind of brute. You know, with these power tools. And the finished product is so much about this kind of fragility and, you know, elegance. And it's kind of funny to see some of these ice sculptors who, like, present themselves as this macho guys and they create hearts and swans, you know.
I mean, what did they create for you over there?
We saw a couple things in action, some lions that were headed to the Ritz-Carlton, and then a dragon for Chinese New Year that was going to the Waldorf Astoria. And it took a couple hours to do the sculpting. And once you start, obviously, you're not going to stop because it's melting as they're sculpting.
And you saw, we see the video there, and then we see the actually some commentary about the physics of ice and how it forms.
Yeah. One of the most interesting things I learned, did you notice why ice is cloudy and some ice is clear?
Yeah, you notice that.
You see it all the time, but what I found out the answer, it turns out that it's tiny air bubbles trapped in the ice that makes the difference between cloudy and clear ice. So cloudy ice has these little bubbles trapped and that scatters the light.
Mm-hmm.
So for Okamoto, there's ways to make ice, specialty ice, with no bubbles. But, you know, so we learn about that.
He's making 300-pound slabs.
It's not your average ice cube.
But one thing in the video, I saw a video, besides him covering up the ice, is that he has to let the ice sort of sit for a while, right? The giant block of ice, you just can't hack at it. It has to, cure or
acclimate.
Acclimate.
Yeah, I like the curing.
It has to acclimate.
Yeah, it can't because it's all. So this is another sort of interesting material science thing. It comes out of the freezer and it's all one temperature, right? And it's really cold. And even on a day like we were there, it was in the 40s maybe in the studio, which is another thing. But you have to let the ice warm up. And if you cut into it too quickly, it'll crack and burst. And that's because as it's warming up, the outer layer is actually warming up faster than the inside. And as it warms up, it expands. And so it creates this strain between the outer skin of the ice and the inner part. And this is apparently what causes cracks on ponds, too. That's what Erlen Schulzen said.
Yeah. So you're learning when you watch this video. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. And as you watch the ice sculpture going on, Flora has magically integrated some wonderful commentary about what the physics of ice and how it all works.
I snuck in a tiny bit of science.
There's a lot of, Well, it's beautiful. The stuff that they make is absolutely gorgeous. They do it quickly, right?
It's really fun to watch them work. It's really fast.
And, you know, they have no goggles on. First thing, ice is flying all over the place.
And chainsaws everywhere. I mean, you said dueling chainsaws in the promotion. That's totally right. It was scary, like, all the time sort of wielding these power tools.
Mm-hmm. And so you get a lesson and watch the ice sculpture. At the same time, you learn a little bit about how ice is formed and how you make clear ice and all kinds of good stuff. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
It's up there at our website at sciencefriday.com, and you could download it on iTunes, also have videos there, and take it along with you on your iPod or iPad, and take along also all kinds of stuff with you on our website. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Antaliata and Lamisha Serene Anand and Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. And as I say, if you miss any part of the program, go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, both the audio and Flora's videos. And you can listen on our website at sciencefriday.com or take it along with you on your iPhone and Android apps. And continue a discussion all week on Twitter. We have an update to our iPhone app up there. So if you want to upgrade it, we've got a little bit of an extra going on in the app. When it says upgrade, press on the upgrade button in the iTunes store. And also you can join us on Facebook all week long. I'm Ira Flato in New York.